The targets were government buildings in the heart of Baghdad. One bomb hit the Justice Ministry, the other the City Council building. The blast tore through the two buildings, destroying cars and water mains. Iraq's leaders blamed al-Qaeda and neighboring countries for the violence. The attacks also dealt a blow to Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who has made improved security the focus of his electoral campaign. Elections in Iraq are scheduled for January, but Parliament missed a deadline over a week ago to pass a law that would allow the elections to go ahead. Top Iraqi political leaders met yesterday trying to break the gridlock. It's unclear, though, if the issues dividing the various factions have been resolved. Continued stalemate in Parliament and failure to hold the elections on time could throw the country into further chaos and also hamper plans to withdraw significant numbers of US troops next year. Nishant Dahiya, NPR News, Baghdad.